You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Psychic View. Hey, I wanted to give you a little update of some events that are happening down the road. As you know, anyone that's followed my program, I'm a big supporter of several charities here in Vegas. And this coming October, October 27th, is the 5th annual Night of the Witches. It raises money for Helpless Southern Nevada, which is one of the amazing charities that I actually support. And if you all want to travel to Vegas, that would be the week to do it, over Halloween week, October 27th, nightofthewitches.com. You can check it out on the internet. The other thing that I want to mention to you is that every single thing or event that happens, happens to get your attention. And sometimes it can be a catalyst for awareness for you, which is, you know, 100% why we're here, is to realize that we are aware, a spiritual being in a physical form and aware. So we're supposed to fill ourselves up first and then do whatever we can to help as many people as we can. Anyone that drains you, anyone that takes away or sucks away your energy is not someone you're actually supposed to be around. And it's sometimes the whole valuable lesson of realizing that there are people that the black hole of their attention or the black hole of their need for attention will never be filled. And as much as you might love them and care about them, sometimes you have to realize that it is not your rabbit hole. So just let you know. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here from fabulous Las Vegas, area code 702. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Tammy.
Oh, hi, Tammy. What's your question for me today?
Well, I have two questions. The first question is, like, how do you see my movement forward in life? And the second question is, how do you see my partner's movement forward in life?
Okay, so normally that would be a full session question, but because it's my radio program and I can do anything I want, I'm going to answer it. So here's the thing with your cards, is that the biggest catalyst that you've been through right now is to bring harmony to your own sense of peace, okay? So first and foremost, there is stress around you, there's family politics around you, but the most powerful card that you have here showing up in your first five cards literally talks about your inability for some time to see the truth, and now the truth is basically slapping you upside the head and you can't avoid it. So what it's saying is that the biggest truth is you getting to your own sense of harmony. The funny thing is that I really believe that this transition that has happened with you was based on jealousy from the other person, your partner, that you have found a sense of peace and purpose, and they have not.
Mm.
So it's a huge realization that's coming up here in your cards with the ultimate outcome of you getting to a place of peace and purpose, which is exactly the whole reason why this has transpired in your life at this time, because because it's saying that the stress is there, but not the slap you upside the head, stab you in the back stress. It is, oh, all right, this is stress that moves me into action and resolve, and that you finally realize that there are things politically wise, people wise, that you have absolutely no control over. And it is a truth that is actually brought you a sense of peace. It's almost like you go into the whole not my circus, not my monkeys vibration. And that now, for the first time in many, many years, you're actually filling yourself up with spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big
thing.
And
does it say anything about the movement forward, kind of what that looks like?
Well, what it says here is that you are going to choose the place, and it's funny because I get it vibrationally, not only living space but workspace. You're going to choose the space that actually celebrates the authentic side of who you are and not what other people have projected onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, this was a very, very painful, hard lesson that you've gone through in the last 7 weeks, but it had to happen to get you to this new place. And I have to tell you, this has not been easy. It's been incredibly painful for you to actually look at the truth and the truth at how you're supposed to be living your life moving forward.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what do you
see
in regards to him? And if you need me to like make an appointment, I'll do that.
Yeah, actually, you have an awful lot going on here in these cards. So, yeah, I think an appointment would be really a good moment for you now. See, I believe the people that are meant to find me or talk to me are supposed to find me and talk to me. So think about it and reach out through my website. I would love to actually do a full session with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Tammy. See you later.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 516 area code. Hello, 516. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Rosie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say your first name again.
Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
Oh, hi, Rosie. Yeah, somehow it skipped a little beat there. I'm good. What's your question for me today?
So, Miss Mona, I have been trying to find new work. I have been sending my resume out. I'm an executive assistant, which is like office work, EA work. Administrative work.
You're freaking awesome at it, by the way.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much, Mona.
Really. Here's the thing. It's like you work so hard. And whoever you end up working for, whether it's one person or a team of people, it's one of your biggest gifts is protecting them from people pestering. Because you take command of the role that only the most important people get through to whoever you're working for. So I want to tell you that the immediate vibration that jumped into my head when you asked that question and you told me what you did is I'm wondering if you might want to start applying for a real estate team.
I did. So thank you for that. Thank you for the validation.
Okay. So because here's the thing.
And I really want this job, Mona. Oh, my God, I want it so bad.
Okay. So here's what I would do. Is on Monday, I would go to your local donut shop and I would get 2 dozen donuts and I would do a donut ambush.
Okay.
So, because here's the thing, Rosie, we know this about you, that when people meet you in person, they fall in love with you.
Yes.
We know that. So here's what you do, is you find out whoever the head person is on that team that would make the decision, all right? And what you do is you actually put your resume in an envelope with a cover letter that says, I've applied online. Okay, hold on. But you put it in an envelope with a cover letter addressed to the principal dude or gal. And you bring 2 dozen donuts to their office. And you tape that envelope to the top of the box of donuts and with that person's name on it. And you deliver it to the receptionist and you say, would you deliver this to, Joe Smith, all right, whoever the guy is, all right? Then what you also do is you invest a couple of dollars by going to the dollar store and getting a little vase, or if you have one laying around, grab it out of your, garage or junk pile or whatever, a little vase. Then you go to the grocery store and you spend $4 on flowers, and you put them in the vase, and you give those to the receptionist. So
okay.
I'm bringing these flowers to brighten your desk for the week, and if you wouldn't mind delivering these donuts to Joe Smith, I would really appreciate it.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is that receptionist goes, this really nice lady brought me flowers and brought you donuts.
Okay.
And then, in other words, see, you're, right now your resume is being filtered by whoever, okay? If you can get right to the dude.
Mona, can
yes,
I talk?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I already reached out. I already spoke to HR. She reached out to me. So the lines of communication are already open.
Okay. So then what you do is you still do the donut ambush. And you actually address it to whoever the principal of the real estate company is, and also an extra box of donuts for the HR person. And you say to the HR person, I really enjoyed our conversation last week. I wanted you to start your week with on a sweet note.
Okay, why do I have to do that, Mona? I'm just asking.
The only thing that I'm telling you is that your big power here is that when people meet you, Rosie, they love you. So she may
okay.
have met you over the phone or over Zoom, but she hasn't met you in person yet.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So you don't have to do that, but if you really want to show enthusiasm, if you really want to show
enthusiasm,
okay, wait, sorry.
I have enthusiasm.
Okay, so, but I'm just saying that it's going to be the person that does something a little bit more out of the box that's going to get the attention for the job. So the fact that she's already connected with you, all right, that's great. It's up to you. If you don't want to do it, great. But I'm telling you, you really want to get back to work.
I'm already working, but I'm just not happy where I'm working. Like,
okay.
It's just not for
you
me.
Really want the new opportunity, right?
Yes,
that's
1,000%.
What it says. You really want the new opportunity. So this is saying that you end up getting hired by somebody that is a quirky guy that has a kind of a goofy sense of humor. Like, he might like the Austin Power movies or Monty Python or whatever. He's got a really goofy sense of humor. And what I like mm-hmm. about this fella is that he looks at you and goes, oh, my God, this is the person that I want on my team.
Okay.
That's what it says. So I'm telling you that there is a new job coming, and I actually think that you're going to have the new job no later than October 1st. So, all right, my
okay.
friend, thanks for the call.
Thank
Keep
you,
Ms. Okay?
I love you. Yes, bye.
All right, see you later. Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Luz, calling from Miami.
Hi, Luz. Yeah. Okay. Great. So, out of curiosity, how did you find my program?
I just felt like logging into Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So, what's your question for me today?
Yes, it's regarding health, primarily
okay.
about my dog. She was just tested positive for COVID, and I just want to know any messages regarding that area.
Okay,
any recommendations?
So first of all, my advice does not take the place of a professional medical person. Okay, so I'm just telling you that. But what your cards are saying is that you get on the other side of this very quickly, that within 11 days, you're actually fine. So I actually see that this was designed for you by spirit to be a wake-up call for you to take better care of yourself. But what it's saying here is that within 11 days, you're back to kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, it was about my daughter. She's 6 years old.
That's fine. Okay. What it's saying is that within 11 days, your daughter is going to kick butt and take names. Seriously, this is saying that it was a pull you up by the short hairs sort of alert for you to actually pay attention and be a little bit more diligent about care, just in general, with yourself and your daughter. But it says that within 11 days, she's back to being her vibrant, fabulous self.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello, Las Vegas. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Hello, Las Vegas. All right, I'm going to go to my next caller. Hold on. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code.
Hi, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Wonderful. My name's Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon.
Hello. Oh, sorry, my dog's jumping all over
me.
Okay. My question is, this week, this past week, we started going back in the office after 2 years working at home.
Right.
I was actually hired at home. How is this going to turn out for me? It's really the first time I'm going to be physically working with my team. It's just like going back to school. I'm just nervous about it. Is it going to work out well?
Okay, everybody's nervous. It's not just you.
Okay.
Everybody's nervous. But it's saying here that actually the interaction and connecting with people live, you know, live, is actually not going to be so bad. I'm literally seeing here that it's going to go fine. So you go back to on Monday?
Actually, I'm going to I go back 2 days a week. I'm going to go Tuesday I go back for the first time, yeah.
Oh.
Tuesday. We're going to go 2 days a week. I work 40 hours a week. I only have to go in 2 days. But I've never worked with anyone physically, you know, just over the phone. I love my job, and I want to stay there. I hope it works out well working with the
but
people
it's only 2 days
person.
A week. You're going to be fine.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Here's the thing. It doesn't say at all that you're leaving this job.
Thank you. Love it. There's so many changes going on. I know.
Okay. Yeah, it's not saying at all that you're leaving the job, okay? What it's saying is that, yeah, there's sort of a shift in the vibration and the, I guess, the environment that you work. But what it's saying here is that there's somebody that you're going to work with that when you actually meet them or interact with them in person that – ends up becoming a good friend of yours, and it's because you're there in person. So, you know, one of the things I worry about you is all the time you spend by yourself.
And my dog. I have been going
and
out
a
lot. Like,
and
I
your dog.
My girlfriend last night. Well, last night I actually went out. I'm starting to go out more. You're right. I did spend a lot of time alone, especially working at home, but I am going out more. You're absolutely right. We had fun.
Okay.
We took a long walk.
Okay, because here's the thing. Is that I would like you to find some sort of a group or maybe some sort of a team thing, like learning how to play bridge or taking up a bowling, you know, league or in other words, some sort of, you know, I don't, it might be a domino group.
Dogs.
You and,
I help out at
okay.
a dog foster.
All right. I love that
totally
you foster
different.
Dogs.
I know.
Okay. I love
I
that you foster dogs. That's amazing. Okay. The thing is that fostering a dog is a whole different interaction than being with a human.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Because, you know, you're the boss of the dog, basically. You're in control of their food. You're in control of them going outside. You're in control of all of that, all right? So, and I love that. But what I'd really love you to do is take that to another level and reach out to some of the vets and say something like, I'd like to be a volunteer for your spay-neuter clinics. So what you would do is you would here in Vegas, they do them usually the last weekend of the month. So some of these wonderful veterinarians will do the spay-neuter clinic, and then they like to have people there petting the dog as they're waking up from anesthesia, okay? So that the dog is I know, it's really cool. So you don't need to have, you know, veterinarian experience. You just need to know how to deal with the animals. So you wake
I love
up,
dogs like
you
I
have
do.
The dog wakes up and is petting, you know, you're petting the dog, right? The cool thing about it is you're going to meet other people doing the same thing.
I know. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Because what I get is that you spend way too much time, in my opinion, all right, you just seem to spend way too much time away from humans. So I think Spirit is pushing you to go to work 2 days a week and interact with humans for the actual, you know, bonding experience, for you to know that we're all connected.
I know. You're right, though.
Okay.
Especially working at home, because I wasn't interacting. I know.
Well, okay, you know, here's the thing, is that instead of you dreading this, I want you to look at it as a blessing, because everybody else is just as nervous as you are. So you
okay.
walk in and say, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to see your face. So happy to see you, right? You know, that,
uh-huh.
And if you want to take that, I'm really big into, like, bagels and donuts, you know, whenever. So you could, on that first day you go back, bring, you know, a couple boxes of donuts or, you know, bagels and cream cheese or whatever, just to say, my gosh, it's so great to be with everybody. You know,
that's a good thing, you might, especially when all of us are, yeah, together. Go on. That'll be after Labor Day, when we're all together.
Right. The other thing you could do is initiate a potluck, like maybe the second day of the week. Everybody brings in something to share.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
You know, but the thing is that if you look like the person that's bonding the team together by you initiating these things, in other words, it helps to create this very non-stressful mojo.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, I got to tell you something else. And by the way, this is my radio program. I can spend as much time with someone as I want to, so I'm going to tell
you
something else. Okay, so you have this card. That's the first card
okay.
in your reading, and the card vibrates to procrastination, okay, or postponement.
Okay.
In other words, you really want the quality of your life to be at another level. What it's saying is that you're not acting on the quality of your life to be another level. So I just want you, in one little way, even if it's just one day a week, to do something that's a little out of your normal routine. Like,
okay,
and it could be something as simple as taking a different, you know, way to work. It could be that now that you actually are going to go in the office 2 days a week, which, by the way, that's ideal in my opinion, that you get to work from home 3 days a week, you work from the office 2 days a week, and the cool thing about it's fabulous. So, but here's the
I'm
thing
so
is that maybe what you do is on the days that you're working, maybe after work, you decide to do something really out of your usual wheelhouse. So it could be that you find one of those country western bars where they do the free line dance lessons, and you show
mm-hmm.
up. And then you start learning a couple of the line dances, and then you say to your team, hey, I go to XYZ Country Bar every Tuesday, and I do the line dances.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's what I keep getting in your cards is that you're ready for a brand new life. And that's why
wow.
Spirit's pushing you in that direction.
And I see what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying. I do.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for the call. Have a great rest of the
day.
Have
a nice day. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.